Time now for the Cyclone Insider with John Walters. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brandon?
Good. It's got to be a great time to be a Cyclone, especially on the football scene. 34-17, a win in the Fiesta Bowl on Saturday. It was a real fun game to watch. And, of course, you know, one of the things I noticed watching the post game, I like to watch sometimes when they interview the players, but when Brock Purdy won the offensive player of the game, it just was fun to see how his teammates reacted. And it seems like, you know, you hear stuff in the media that, you know, teammates like Brock Purdy, that kind of thing. But to really see them kind of rally around him and see that was truly, it seemed like a special day for the Iowa State Cyclones.
Yeah, I think that's a great point you raised because, you know, a lot of times those types of celebrations happen in the locker room and we don't really see them.
Mm-hmm.
But right after a bowl game victory, they have the stage, and you know, it's not so much get right off the field, get to the locker room, and then go celebrate as a team. It's celebrate as a team right there on the field for everybody to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the hugs were genuine. Matt Campbell, Mike Rose, you know, then the great burst of excitement from Brock. And, you know, that's, I think, more than anything, this whole thing has been just kind of a, okay, we can finally smile, we can finally relax, we can finally enjoy what we've accomplished because now we're at the finish line, and there's that feeling when you play the last game of the year. You mm-hmm. don't let your guard down to do that any earlier than that, publicly anyway, but when you get to that last game, it's like, okay, you know, now we made it. We accomplished what we set out to do. Matt Campbell's words up on the stage were awesome. And about, you know, anybody can achieve greatness if they, you know, if they put their mind to it and mm-hmm. put in the work. And, it, you know, it's not just for the chosen few. And it was so good to hear that. I think people need to hear that kind mm-hmm. of message. And but, man, it was so cool. And just to see the whole team play well, offense, defense, special teams, everybody contributed. Everybody could feel good about the game. It wasn't, oh, we only won this game because Brock Purdy was sensational. We only won this game because Breece Hall ran for 300 yards. You know, it was everybody won this game because everybody was ready to play this
yeah.
game and everybody contributed, and it was really cool to see that.
Yeah, it really was a special day for Iowa State Cyclone football. Well, basketball on the other side of things has a little bit of a losing streak going on, but they've also found themselves with some really tough competition. A high-ranked Texas team lost the other night and obviously on Saturday against a Baylor squad, but the thing that I notice is that, you know, they had Baylor, you know, it was, what, a one-point game right out of the halftime break and played Texas tough. Now they find themselves with another tough opponent in Texas Tech this weekend. But it seems like they're playing up to the talent, but it just seems like they don't have that one thing to get them over the edge against those big-time opponents.
Well, so far that's true, you know, and they've been in the unfortunate situation of having a couple games that they probably could have won canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, they've played eight games, and four of them have been against teams in the top 10 in the country. And if you look at those four specific games, you know, they didn't play particularly well at Iowa. But I thought they played very well at West Virginia, played very well for the vast majority of the game against Baylor. They had a lead with maybe 7 or 8 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were playing toe-to-toe with the number two team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then played very, very well against Texas, you know, and had an opportunity at the end to win the basketball game. And so they're definitely getting closer. And I think, you know, now that – not that it gets any easier with Texas Tech coming in on Saturday, number 18 in the country, but – you know, the Big 12 schedule, that's what it is. There's no place to hide. And, you know, you have to have a great opponent if you're going to have a great win. And Iowa State's got plenty of great opponents. They haven't even played Kansas yet, you know. And
yeah.
So, you know, there's plenty of opportunities out there to have great wins. I think this team will have some great wins. You know, is it going to be an NCAA tournament team? Probably not, the way things are shaping up. But, you know, if you look at who probably would have been starting on this team if – the way they had recruited toward, you know, played out to fruition. You know, Tyrese Halliburton, Talen Horton Tucker, you know, Lindell Wigginton, whose high school teammate was out there making plays, made the big shot for Texas down the stretch. Matt Coleman, Blake Kinson, who transferred in from Mississippi, would have been probably a starter on this team. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a far different team than what Steve Prohm had in mind when he did his recruiting. Now, that's not dogging on the guys he's got. They're playing hard, playing well, and there's a lot of good players on this team, and they're putting themselves in a position now to beat some of the best teams in the country. But it is going to be part of a process, and when you've mm-hmm. only played 8 games, which is a low number, it's still just baby steps right now. But I do think this team will break through and have some really good wins as we go.
We're talking with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, last question for you. You know, Rasir Bolton, you look at him, he's averaging nearly 15 points a game, 5 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game. It seems like he's putting it all together, would you say? Do you think he's kind of going to be that main guy that fans look at and say that's our leader and do everything guy?
Yeah, he's playing that way. He's putting up numbers that very few people across the country are putting up across mm-hmm. the board when it comes to scoring, rebound, assists, steals. I think he and Jalen Suggs were the only ones averaging 15, 5, 5, and 2. So, you know, really impressive what he's done. When he got in foul trouble against Texas the other day, I think it really hurt Iowa State. He got his second foul with Iowa State up 16-10 in the first half. Right after he came out, they went on a big scoring drought. It really shows how valuable he is to this team, and because he creates for other guys too. And so, mm-hmm. you know, he's having a terrific season. He's just a junior. You know, last year probably a little bit of a transition year for him coming into the program, but he played well. He was the third leading returning scorer in the Big 12 Conference coming back this year, and he's upped his game even from there. So proud of what he's done, excited about what he's doing, and I think he is going to have an all-Big 12 kind of season.
Yeah, that would be special for Iowa State this year. They take on Texas Tech this Saturday, 2 o'clock pregame, 3 tip right here on Kicks. John, have a great call. Thanks for the time this morning.
All right. Thanks for having me, Brandon. Appreciate it.